This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Days, 7 weeks out from the most historic election in world history. Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. We're live on this September 18th, 2018 global transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the most banned, most dreaded, most demonized broadcast in the world for good reason. We've accurately analyzed the enemy's operations and charted a course based on historical understanding and the arc of human development, the new Renaissance. The globalists want a new dark age, a technotronic era. We oppose the technocrats. This is the InfoWar, and it's all about the choice, the destiny you choose to take in the future. The Kavanaugh situation is as political and as phony, in my researched opinion, as anything you could ever imagine. As plastic fruit, you know, that you are going to the grocery store and you reach over and pick up an orange. You say, that's not a real orange. That's synthetic. And you look at it, it is just unbelievable to watch all this unfold. And I'm predicting there's going to be a snowball effect of other women coming forward during the hearings that'll be seen as the hammer death blow to this. And then they'll never get anybody confirmed to the Supreme Court, because you can always have somebody say that 36 years ago or 40 years ago or hell, 100 years ago, 5 million years ago, you can say that somebody jumped on you at a party drunk in another lifetime when you were Cleopatra. And we've all got to, you know, hear them out and believe it. Her lawyer says it's not their job to investigate. It's not their job to vet any of this. Well, yeah, it is. Anybody that's ever been involved filing a complaint or suing somebody or being sued knows. First thing the lawyers do is try to vet whether your story is provable or not or true. But they're already setting the parameters where, how dare him say she's a liar? How dare he? As I said yesterday, I have enjoyed the Democratic Party's operations, just putting it lightly, in the last few years, and the things they do and the things they engage in and the way they get people to lie. And so I know how the Democrats operate. I have experienced it. Now, maybe that prejudices me. Well, maybe she thinks somebody 36 years ago at a party, drunk, groped her and jumped on top of her. But they're calling that sexual assault and all the rest of this stuff from teenagers. I mean, again, it's unbelievable. But the really big news is always hiding inside the headlines. And there's a chilling article from Breitbart.com that's up on Infowars.com. $5.7 million in taxpayer funds for study to justifying sterilizing children. Now, imagine, that's a terrible headline, sterilizing children. But if it's for gender confused, well, then it's okay. Just like teaching five-year-olds that you might be a girl if you think you're a boy. You might be a boy if you think you're a girl. Vice versa. But if it's done, oh, under transgender studies, it's okay. Developed by the Tavistock Institute. These poor folks have the highest rates of suicide. It's just terrible. Does that mean I hate people that think they're another sex and go and have their genitals removed? Absolutely not. Does it not mean that people throughout history have, you know, had proclivity towards the same sex or felt like a woman or whatever? I'm not judging anybody. I'm saying in the main, the chemicals in the food and water, it's in all the studies, and the push by the globalists is to reduce population and is to get people to opt in to being sterilized and not having children. And they always juxtapose it. Oh, you don't care about, you hate the trans people. And see, it's not going to be just men who think they're women or vice versa or changing your sex. It's moving into the whole transhumanist movement where you can't criticize brain chips or forcing children to take them or the military to take them. This is about the globalists taking control of human evolution into a de-evolution. So that's coming up as well. Also, Beto, the big Democrat God of Texas against Cruz, says he will push a ban. Turn your AR-15s in Texas. Wow.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax and radio and the car.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, the 18th day of September, 2018. We are 49 days out from this incredibly important election and so much more. We have right on time, you set your watch by it, the accusation of sex assault on Kavanaugh. I'm sure it's all real. I'm sure it's true. Of course, he's a big Democratic Party operative and a leftist professor and gave money to Hillary 10 times and to leftist causes 60 times, federal election records show. And sure, you know, we've caught a lot of other women lying, and even the police and a lot of files show up to half of rape allegations are false. It doesn't matter. Kavanaugh and no one else who ever gets nominated by a Republican can be on the Supreme Court because, well, we've got to virtue signal. So we're going to be looking at all the latest developments and angles of that coming up. Also, at the bottom of the hour, there was a big study out last week, which you guys print that for me again, that there are record numbers of suicides in America, not just of young people, not just of teens, but preteens. 7, 8-year-olds are killing themselves. And there was a big question, why is it happening? Well, I'm going to give you the answers. It's by design. And we're going to look at it all at the bottom of the hour. This is critical information to you and your family. Not just, oh, if you're feeling suicidal, call a suicide prevention hotline. Or sure, that's fine. That's good. Don't get into a culture of death. Get out and exercise. Get the chemicals out of your body. Realize what's going on. Don't let your children watch television all day. All the studies out there that it creates depression. Hey, print me those. Just 5 or 6 studies. Pick the top ones. Just to show folks when we cover it. That studies show lowers IQ, causes depression, screen time, television, rewires the brain, makes you unsocial, and then that prison intensifies. And then Sean Parker, the former head of Facebook, said, we designed all of this to make you depressed and make you totally bond with the device so that we control and run your life. It's a form of the Matrix. See it as a face sucker that attaches itself. And that's going to tie into this big story. 5.7 million in U.S. taxpayer funds for study to justify sterilizing children who are gender confused. You know, I put the headline out for the live video feed on InfoWars.com this morning and said, U.S. government spends 5.7 on studying sterilizing children. It's worse than that. Let's change the headline. U.S. government spends $5.7 million to prepare the sterilization of U.S. children. But they're doing it through liberalism and the school coming in and telling your 5-year-old, you're really a girl, you're really a boy. And then if it's liberal and LGBT, well, then sexualizing and sterilizing children is gorgeous. It's now LGBTP. So I now have to more and more realize that when I criticize the pedophile movement and the movement to sterilize children, I always get attacked by the major LGBT groups who I am not enemies with anybody. I'm a libertarian. Well, then it means you've signed on to something incredibly evil. And you've got all the leftists out there saying, oh, we are telling our boys and our girls, you know, to basically all dress like girls. That's what's going on. And I know people, and my wife knows people that live in Seattle who dress both their sons and daughters in gray uniforms and then obsess on letting them choose what they are, which instead means let the culture come in and confuse them and subject your children to super hardcore biological propaganda integrated with the ambient chemicals in the water and the food to then push you in that direction towards self-sterilization. And I've got all these articles in the U.S. and Canada and Europe where they're openly saying they're now teaching kindergartners in schools in Austin, you don't say boy or girl. That's a bad word. Boy or girl. What sick, evil, psychological warfare, crazy, mad scientist freaks that they've created this system to go in and that we will accept telling your five-year-old that they're going to be assigned another gender and confusing them and giving them Pavlovian treats and conditioning and carrots so that they embrace this. There's so much to cover, but we really need to get into this because this is one of the big things. Don't criticize radical Islam. Don't criticize open borders. That means world government. That means get rid of sovereignty so that no one can stand against the global corporate government backed by Apple, Google, China. And absolutely teach children that they are, quote, another sex or no sex at all. And then, of course, most of the children get depressed. They put them on a cocktail of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And it is just mainlining children for absolute destruction. And it is a cult. And it's my view these parents have been inducted into a sick cult. And you can go back to the Tavistock Institute in the beginnings of all this. And it's the total sick mainlining of people opting in to be sterilized for population reduction. And all the studies show it's higher IQ conformists, but they're still conformists, who will end up getting sterilized. The third world populations are not being sterilized. And it is basically a giant IQ reduction for the planet. It is the most cold-blooded plan. I mean, if you were space aliens and had taken control of the ruling government and had a long-term strategic plan without firing a shot to exterminate a species, this is exactly what you do. And what does Elon Musk say? He says he's been in the meetings where they discuss world government, sterilizing everybody, having us merge with machines. And people took him on the Joe Rogan show 3 weeks ago with me on there a year and a half ago, and they took all the clips and put my clips next to him, and they said, Musk is saying exactly what Jones said. But see, when I say it, I'm a moron, because I said it first. When he says it, he's a genius. So next year's news today. This is the plan. This is the program. This is the operation. This is going on. And when you criticize it, the stimulus comes in, the stick comes in, not the carrot, and puts heat on you to stop it. Well, I have to take the heat as a man. And I have to go through that for the betterment to expose this final revolution against our very biology to take full control of human reproduction, evolution. That's their goal. It is beyond diabolical. The good news is, when we come back, I'll briefly get into this. The New York Times ran their hoax story saying that traffic to InfoWars was down by 50%. It was a total hoax, a total fraud. We showed you internal analytics that showed that it was a lie. Here's the New York Times headline. Alex Jones said bans would strengthen him. He was wrong. See that? Total fraud, September 4th. Well, the big analytics firm came out, looked at him. Media Post has it. Alex Jones wins InfoWar. Site traffic soars in August. Fastest growing conservative site in the world. Fastest growing site in the world of a conservative libertarian bent. Yeah. Thank you for spreading the word, folks. Thanks to all the affiliates. Thanks to everybody that's been. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com. We have stood against them. Now, the test will be into the future. And there's going to be more attacks on us. But right now, we are getting stronger under the sustained attack because you have stood with us. So, you won't be seeing any retraction from the New York Times because it's their job to murder the truth. We'll look more at those numbers. But first, when we come back, the story was on DrudgeReport.com yesterday afternoon. It's gone now. It's on Infowars.com by Paul Watson. Maxine Waters encourages resistance to, quote, knock off Trump. So our rhetoric's becoming more and more clear. Roger Stone's issued an apology and clarification to Donald Trump Jr. will tell you why. Who paid for Kavanaugh's accuser's so-called polygraph test? What FBI former agent gave it? Was it Peter Strzok? Or was it Lisa Page? And then we're going to get into the economy and so much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tommy Robbins is going to be joining us as well. Big exclusive interview and so much more. This is a big broadcast today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Next segment, I'm going to break down something incredibly critical to you and your family and the globalist plan to destroy your children. They can't abort them inside the womb. They can't sterilize you ahead of time with chemicals in the food and water. They want to absolutely take control of your children with a death cult, have them self-sterilize under the abusive tutelage of the state, and then make them depressed, put them on drugs, and then finally have them commit suicide by their early 30s after they've sucked every last ounce of their humanity out in the name of empowerment. So we're going to be looking at all that in the next segment. Let's get into this right now. And then later, Kavanaugh, he passed four separate detailed FBI background checks in the last 30 years. Never had any accusers of any type. Again, it's someone's standing in the community and their history and their MO. Past behavior is indicative of future behavior and performance. It's the known indicator in the world. It's like saying, how do you know that Martin Luther King was for black rights? Well, you know he was. He was for human rights, God-given rights. And so you've got some leftist, man-hating, Hillary-worshipping person who our students say is very vindictive and hateful, popping up at the 11th hour, 58th minute. It has the credibility and the floatability of a giant lead Zeppelin, of a bowling ball dropped off the Empire State's building. But that doesn't matter to these crazed maniacs. Why, you just can't question. Maxine Waters encourages resistance to knock off Trump. How many of the swastikas painted on dorm doors and black churches burned down or crosses burnt in front yards, how many of those are Muslim women having their hijabs pulled off in Toronto or London or New York City? How many of them turn out to be fake? Almost every one. InfoWars has done big articles on women that staged attacks on themselves to particularly blame conservatives. It's something they do. But, oh, to even question this woman, to even say she could be doing it for political purposes or remembering something falsely after she was contacted. Oh, no, don't do that because it's a dirty man. And it's worse than that. It's an effing white male, in the words of H. Skrillex. You're an effing white male. You're not allowed to have any opinions. No, you're bad. But he's a white male, too. So there's a story on InfoWars.com. Maxine Waters encourages resistance to knock off Trump. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is under fire for spouting more incendiary rhetoric after she gave a speech in which she called for leftist Democrats to, quote, knock off President Trump, which is parlance for kill. It is the verbiage. It is the very meaning of kill. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it directly from the horse's mouth. Here it is.
And then go after the person, and then go after the person.
We've got to use our power to block people like you that got tens of millions of dollars to her husband's bank that you stole. I mean, can you imagine letting that moron actually run anything? Or Nancy Pelosi? These people have run the country into the ground. They're a bunch of power-mad harpies, sea hags, and I love old folks. But, you know, you look at the average age of what a Democrat senator is, like 75. Members of Congress, I think it's around 70. I mean, you got a bunch of them 80-something years old, man, on power trips, and they were always bad people, and they just get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's fair to say that Maxine Waters is a rotting edifice to the rotting Democratic Party. She's the perfect symbol of these people. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And you got to love how Hillary thought she could really win despite all her corruption. Trump won by a huge landslide, but their fraud was so bad, they stole at least five states, that he still almost lost. He won by a whopping margin in the Electoral College. But it just shows the entitlement of these ruling class elites and the fact that the Democrats have 80% of the wealth in Congress. They are the rich people. They are the power. And it's all the billionaires except for Trump. Almost 95% of world billionaires are socialist because they're tax exempt. They take your money. They get you domesticated. They think you're an idiot. And people are waking up to this. People like Alexandra Cortez, she doesn't want to, you know, she wanted her parents to migrate here. She wanted to get here, leaving countries that had socialism, so she can wear $3,600 outfits while shaking her finger at everybody else and talking about effing rich white men and stuff. When nine groups of Asians are above white people in this country as the richest people per capita. Asians. And if you weren't so ignorant, Cortez, you'd know if you've got some native blood in you, that's Asian, sweetheart. It's been type tested. It's basically Hun blood or Chinese blood. So you are part Chinese, lady. And you are sitting there in the most elite group, Asians, money-wise. And you're just an idiot. You're an absolute disgrace. So she's part European, part Spanish. And part Chinese, that's what you are. You're from Latin America, you're Asian, and it's the Chinese derivation. You think the Chinese just sat there in China? They went up over through Siberia, over the North Pole, when there was a land bridge, into North America, following the caribou, following the whales, following the woolly mammoths, the mastodons, the food. We're going to break. I'm going to come back to the biggest issue there is. All this other stuff is just a smokescreen straight ahead. Also, we are going to have to end the specials this weekend for X2, the purest form of iodine you're going to find over-the-counter out there. Patented technology, very hard to get, very hard to source, and I'm not going to be over a barrel with the cost of it running up and up. So we're trying to develop, we're getting a new source, and then we hopefully relaunch it, but that could be 6 months, a year, who knows. It's the last run of X2. In this incarnation. So if you want it, it's 25% off. That sale has to end because the sale's gone a little better than we thought. And obviously, I'm going to end up selling out the rest of it at full price so we can fund our operation. But I'm going to keep the sale going. 98% reviews on Power Reviews. 6,127 five-star reviews. 4.9. Nobody else has got that. It's amazing. Experience it for yourself and about the iodine conspiracy. Learn about it. There's a bunch of other stuff on sale as well. Supermental Vitality and Superfilm Vitality is 50% off as well. That is going to end. That has to end as well. I want you to experience that. Cold-pressed herbs. Nobody else that I know of does that. It's an age that's just really proprietary. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You fund the InfoWars, so we thank you. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The global social engineers know that the West's weakness is that we are open. We are liberal. We are not leftist. Big difference between liberal and leftist. I suggest you see the Prager University 5-minute documentary piece on that. It is pure Veritas. Speaking of Veritas, big, huge, deep state, breaking Veritas news coming up later in the broadcast. We have Tommy Robinson live with his second only interview after getting out of prison, the political prisoner. Owen Benjamin, a really funny comedian, also looks like he's a NFL center, looks like a giant. He's going to be in studio here with this very funny, very smart guy, censored comedian. Look forward to that. And Paul Joseph Watson, to say this is a jam-packed transmission is an understatement, Roger Stone with big breaking news, and an apology to Donald Trump Jr. Pops in. Kavanaugh info next segment. Okay. This is the most important information for you and your family of really anything out there other than getting your heart and soul right with God. I'm going to show you some of the statistics and studies here in a moment that go right to that point. The Tavistock Institute in England by the 60s is a PR psychological warfare firm that developed the whole trans movement to be the beginning of transhumanism, computer chips in your brain, genetic augmentation, cloned humans, so-called humans that have three, four parents that aren't really humans, they're humanoids. It's about breaking down that barrier and getting humanity to accept the manipulation and control of human evolution by the establishment. And there are big university studies on this, not just Tavistock Institute, but they were at the tip of the spear. That's why England, more than any other country in the world, even Brazil, is second, has children and adults transferring from male to female and from female to male. And then they say, technically, you are a woman if you say you're one. Of course you're not. Or you are a man if you say you're one. No, you're not. Down to your mitochondria, your mitochondrial DNA, you are not. Women have a whole second set of DNA. Women are actually the full species, and they've known this for at least 80 years. Women are the human species. And in embryonic development, we are all females, and then the female, and they are still figuring out how the switches works, decides when they're going to have a male, and then they put environmental crises and other things that are going on into what type of male is needed. So men are the warrior ants or worker bees of the species that is female. And it's like that in many species. So this whole thing that it's a goddess and Mother Earth, it's totally true. And imagine the assault on that, saying men are now going to be women. No, we're not. No, we're not. Men are created by the female to go out and to build the civilization for the species. Now, you take over the women, you've got the children, so follow the men. Adolf Hitler said that. 80% of advertising targets women. Why is that? Because women have always been the real deciders, not men. And that is why they are sabotaging and targeting women, because if you have them, you have everything. Now, they make the gay frog joke. That was from PBS documentaries, Frontline documentaries. I just pointed out that this is happening to our children. It's that it flips switches in the brain. It flips olfactory nerves. It makes males be attracted to males. It makes females become hyperfeminine. It gives them cancer. It's a fact. So everything from Democracy Now! To Harvard to you name it has documented this. It is the reality. And so how do you sell sexualizing children, as they said in Brave New World, which Huxley later wrote, Brave New World Revisited, that was nonfiction, saying this is the real plan, that the underclass first gets hypersexualized, then the next generation we confuse sex, and then we sterilize. And so they're moving towards a genderless, joyless creature. So the chemicals are in the food and water. Now they're bringing in not just the environmental control, but also the cultural push towards this. Males are smaller. Their genitals are smaller in all racial groups. IQs are lower. Girls go into puberty earlier or more feminine, have bigger breasts, grow taller. A lot of studies show within another 50 years, women will be taller than men because the chemicals in the food and the water are designed to feminize. So you give that to a woman early, they're going to grow bigger, larger. So this is known. It will basically wipe out boys, make them sickly. It'll make women ogre-like goblin creatures. Now, $5.7 million in taxpayer funds for study. And there's more studies out today that the chemicals in the food and water are, quote, making you fat, making you obese. It's by design. $5.7 million in taxpayer funds for study justify sterilizing children who are gender confused. And it gets into the U.S. study in its fifth year with Dr. Quentin Van Meter, Atlantic pediatric endocrinologist who trained at Johns Hopkins University when transsexualism was, quote, first studied, rolled out. And they are studying to legitimize and push taxpayer-funded sterilization starting at age 5, and they call it the sterilization program, but they call it trendy and cool, and aren't you special, aren't you neat now? But really, it's so you don't have children. Again, how do you sell sterilizing the children? First, you put chemicals in that begin to nudge you in that direction. Environmental. Then you put in the cultural stimuli. Then you demonize anyone that doesn't go along with it. Then you incentivize with taxpayer money to fund it. There it is, sterilizing a child for a better life, The Atlantic. See, it's the new sexy face of eugenics. And if you look at Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, he was the head of the World Eugenics Society. After World War II, he said, Hitler gave us a bad name. We will now be the World Transhumanist Society. Well, how do you begin the trans? Men becoming women, women becoming men, becoming whatever you want, body modification. I'm not judging anybody. I'm a libertarian. You want to snort cocaine till you die? You want to jump off a cliff? You want to, you know, do this? You want to drink Drano? That's your issue. I'm not paying for you if you don't get the job done. It's like I don't want to pay for your sex change. Oh, you're hateful. You're hateful. No, you are a victim of a cult, caught, brainwashed, and now you want me to pay for it? No. I'm not going to pay for your Harley Davidson either. So, it goes into a system of already testing, sterilizing children, and people having Drano dumped in their eyes by a psychiatrist, and you've got to pay for them being blind because they identify as being blind. No, you're completely mentally ill, seeking attention. You are demonic. I will not pay for you, you pig-like creature who wants to put Drano in your eyes, you crazy person. People that want to blind themselves go in rubber rooms. They don't get worshipped. You understand? If a full-grown adult person feels like a woman and likes men and wants to take hormones and stuff and then wants to do that, that's they're an adult. I'm not judging them. I don't hate those people at all. I'm talking about children and the push of this and then what comes next. USA Today. Transgender people face alarmingly high risk of suicide. Suicide attempt rate amongst transgender youth hits 50%. Oh, because people are being mean to them. No, they're being celebrated everywhere. They go get on a bunch of chemicals. They cut their testicles and you-know-what off. And then they're totally freaked out. They're inducted into a cult of sex. Almost all of them end up raising money as being escorts. This is in the studies. And then just like prostitutes have an alarmingly high level of disease and killing themselves, it's the same thing here. This is an abused, brainwashed group of people in the main. Are there stories where people are successful? I'm sure. But it's like joining MS-13. It's dangerous and it's destructive. And then I've got all the other studies here about the screen time and not going outside and record suicide in young people. This whole culture is to be a post-human world. They're selling us a plan to make women alone, women completely under the state's control, men alone, completely confused, and atomized and destroyed. And if you'll let them go in schools and confuse your children and send them to the nurse, not to get some aspirin, but to have their genitals prepared to be cut off, you are sick and you are evil and you are a pedophile actually trying to rip...
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Later, I'll get more into 5.7 million in a study on how great it is to sterilize young children for the earth and for the environment. No wonder the suicide rates are exploding in children even below the age of 10. Suicide age under 13, one every 5 days. At CNN, study of 500,000 teens suggests association between excessive screen time and depression. You need to get out of the house, ladies and gentlemen. Screen time is making kids moody, crazy, and lazy. Don't worry, we've got Prozac for that. And meanwhile, raising kids with religion or spirituality may protect them and their mental health. Major studies show that's even Forbes. And exercise and gardening. I mean, one of the best things I ever had when I lived down on the farm before my ex-wife divorced me was going out to the garden and planting stuff and picking things and watering things. It was just, I could be super stressed out. I'd go out there and garden for 30 minutes, an hour, and I would just feel totally zenned out and high, watering things and picking things and bringing in tomatoes and peppers and eggplant and cutting it up and cooking it. I've got to get back out to the country. It's just the hour-long commute back and forth was killing me. But that is something that's definitely on the game plan. Speaking of game plan, it's come out in a major study I'm going to get to after Roger Stone leaves us. Remember the New York Times 2 weeks ago said Alex Jones said bans would strengthen him. He was wrong. They put out totally fake statistics of some group I've never heard of. Well, here it is. Alex Jones wins InfoWar. Site traffic soars in August, 32.3%. This is out of Media Post, and they got a big study that was done by Writing Group. which is where the fastest growing conservative site in the world and in the top 10 fastest growing sites on the planet, period. So, yes, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Now, that said, there was a giant spike and it's trailing off. We're still higher than we ever were on average because of you spreading the word. But they are trying to destroy us. So this is a real contest. Also, please financially support us with great products you need. This is, this week, the last week, 25% off X2. It's the last run of X2. If we can't get the deep breath crystals anymore with this firm, I hope we can bring it back, but it is officially a dead contract. It'll take a long time to even get that thing going if we can. So get it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get a George Washington in his prime shirt. Got him with a hatchet and a tomahawk. It is made by and designed by the former, I'm not going to say, one of the former leaders of SEAL Team 6. I'll just leave it at that. Here in Austin, Texas. And all the great stuff there is produced by a group here in Austin. And I'm not even going to say now the name of the group, because it's a known group. People don't know who runs it. So I'll just leave it at that. But a lot of the designs are put out by very interesting, very smart folks. So InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new Trump Medusa t-shirt. Oh, my gosh, that is so powerful. I need to plug that. But all of this funds the operation. It's all the highest quality. Without you, we will be shut down. And they're only intensifying their efforts to shut us down. Now, Roger Stone joins us for the next two segments. Big news, Kavanaugh, and so much more. But first off, Roger never really makes a lot of mistakes. When he does, he says it happened. He was told by sources. He's obviously right in the middle of the fake Mueller investigation with the big news that Trump's going to declassify the Comey and McCabe stuff. I mean, this is just devastating, getting almost no coverage, so we're going to hit that too. But Roger Stone issues a clarification and apology to Donald Trump Jr. Good news. He says from sources now that he's not next up on the target hit list. So tell us about that, Roger.
Well, Alex, I reported here because I had from two solid sources that the runaway special counsel was examining Donald Trump Jr. allegedly for lying to an FBI agent. I now learn that my source was incorrect. However, I believe that Mueller is indeed examining Donald Trump Jr., a man I like very much, a true patriot, because only a Trump family member would be able to, under the rules of Donald Trump's trust, approve the payment that went to Michael Cohen to allegedly reimburse Stormy Daniels. I don't think that that's a crime. I've explained why it's a campaign finance violation, at least. But the point is, the Daily Caller, everything from the Daily Caller to the Daily Beast said, Stone says Donald Trump next for FBI lie. I retract that. I apologize for it. That's the difference between InfoWars and CNN. Carl Bernstein gets caught reporting a fake news story that he believes is real, never retracts it, never backs down. I made an error. I went right to our readers and clarified it.
Well, that's good news, but we know they're gunning for him. Now, expanding, you were on Sunday saying Drudge is right. We're going to lose 60 seats unless Trump does this. Matt Drudge is dead on. I wasn't disagreeing with Matt Drudge. I was just saying the Trump effect of a bunch of folks are scared to admit in polls they're going to vote for him. I think that overpowers the rule since the Civil War that the president who just gets elected 2 years in always loses the House, at least usually the Senate. I think we see a major political realignment, so that may be countervailing winds. But you're correct. Election fraud coupled on top of that, we may actually see the Democrats win the House, which means certain impeachment and other big problems. So let's horn in on the major announcement that's gotten very little attention. Breaking, Trump declassifies, he's set to do it, Russia probe docs, including Comey, McCabe text.
Yeah, Alex, I think this actually relates very deeply to what we just talked about. I agree with you. There is a silent majority Trump vote. There are voters out there who don't want to take the crap from their elitist neighbors or friends or out in public, so they don't advertise their support for this president. Whether that completely offsets and explains these polls, I'm not certain. What it means is the race is much, much closer. Assuming all those people vote, the president still needs to have a winning message to take it home. The first part of that, as I told you yesterday, declassify the documents and explain to the American people the Democrats.
You've been harping on that, and so do you think they'll even do it? Last time he said release the JFK unredacted, they released him redacted.
Well, they reached them somewhat redacted. But in this case, the deep states lost their argument. They've been saying for months, Mr. President, you can't declassify these documents that would exonerate you and your campaign because it would compromise our intelligence service methods. Well, if they're abusing the process like this, I'd like to see those methods. Secondarily, national security, national security. There are no national security interests here. The Obama administration ran an operation to infiltrate, to plant the faux Russian
evidence. Well, I disagree. The national security is these moles that we have to dig out. Well, he needs to release this under national security, which is what he said. He said, in the interest of the public, the interest of justice, I'm doing this because the FBI is belligerent and won't release it.
This is one of these situations, Alex, that at each step we're going to learn more that we didn't know at the last step. We know, for example, that Andrew Weissman, the number two man in Mueller's probe, actually was one of the deputy attorney generals that approved the extension of the questionable FISA warrant. We also know he was briefed on its creation when it was fabricated with Russian intelligence assistance. So the thick plottins, as they say, that's why they're firing up the Russian collusion backstory and why they create all these stories about the New York Times and Bob Woodward. It is to distract from the crime of the century, the hijacking of an American presidential election that was thwarted due to the popular will.
Roger, it shows he's taking the gloves off because this is a big deal. They didn't think he'd do it, and the word is those executive orders are imminent on net censorship and so much more. I think them going after Kavanaugh with what I believe is a fairy tale right here on the 11th hour, I believe that's going to trigger Trump to go into rampage mode.
You know, Alex, I've been in the American political arena for 40 years. I've dealt with many, 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 many media organizations. As a general rule, they have a journalistic rule of thumb that you need two witnesses to corroborate an allegation before it is worthy of publication. Here you have a woman with no witnesses who claims she was assaulted, and here you have Kavanaugh who says he has no memory of this ever happening, and he has a witness who she identifies as being there, and he says it never happened. This is called a smear, a last-minute smear. This woman's politics are evidently far left. She has a reputation as an eccentric. I think this is a hatchet job, a silver bullet assassination attempt at this nomination. I think Kavanaugh will, in the end, prevail. But the fact that the media keeps repeating the allegations without saying that they have no corroboration or confirmation is irresponsible.
Let's come back in a minute and get more into this. But, I mean, come on, 36 years ago, and then the guy she says is a witness says that nothing even happened. He doesn't even remember being at a party with her. And then she's a political activist. I mean, this smells, man.
Yeah, it really does. But it's not the fact that they tried this stunt. It's the fact that CNN and MSNBC and other allegedly unbiased news organizations run with this as if it is a fact. This woman has an uncorroborated claim. It has questionable political motive.
Roger, it's like saying you raped me 36 years ago with no proof and no witnesses.
You're not my type. But
it's preposterous. I raped you then. We'll be right back to talk about other women coming forward.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.